Hello, this is Radio Prague, the international service of Czech Radio. Welcome to our special May the 1st program with me, Jan Richter. In our very first beer special, we explore a new hit on the Czech beer market, low-alcohol fruit beer, or Radler. The world-famous Czech beer is considered part of national heritage. It has long been just as popular abroad as it has been at home, and Czechs have long topped the lists of world's biggest beer drinkers. But over the last several years, beer consumption in the Czech Republic has been on a slow but steady decline. That prompted the major breweries to look for new ways of attracting the pampered Czech beer drinker. In our beer special today, we examine new Radlers put out by three biggest beer producers, Pilsner Urquell, Staropramen and Heineken. Thank you all very much for coming for the one and only Radio Prague beer tasting event. Today we'll be tasting some fruit beers that recently entered the Czech market, which seems to be all the rage now. All the breweries, all the big players are coming up with new and different tastes of what they call Radler. So let me first introduce the jury. I'll start with Paul Bakus, who is a young American man who's been living in Prague for some years. He is a dedicated beer lover. And his love of the drink even made him to brew some of his own brews at home. So here's our expert man in the street, so to speak. Now, Miss Alexandra Hradečná, who is a lady expert on beer. She is a member of a group called the First Czech Ladies Beer Club. So she'll have some insight from the female perspective into the matter, of course, because apparently a lot of this produce is aimed at this particular audience. Then we have the famous Prague beer philosopher, Max Bahnson, the author of the beer philosopher blog for the English language weekly, The Prague Post. Finally, our very own, Radio Prague's very own, Sara Borůvka, who comes from the country where I think Radler was first born, as it were. Is that true?
Yes, indeed. It was born in Germany. Legend has it that in 1922, a very wise businessman and pub owner offered it to cyclists who shouldn't be drinking so much. So he mixed lemonade with beer, and Radler, of course, in German means cyclist.
The rules are simple. Samples are offered to the jury without disclosing what they are. Each member of the jury rates the sample on the scale from 0 to 10. 10 being the highest mark. We begin with Cool Grab by the Staropramen Brewery. Staropramen is the second largest beer producer in the country and was recently acquired by the North American group Molson Coors. The firm pioneered Radler on the Czech market when it last year introduced Cool Lemon. In March, Staropramen added the grapefruit version of the drink called Cool Grab to its portfolio, which is our sample number one.
So I wonder how we should evaluate this as as a fizzy drink or as a beer.
Yes, I don't taste the beer.
It doesn't taste like beer at all.
Yeah.
And it's really refreshing,
but it's a non-alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, it tastes like Fanta, frankly.
It does.
Fruit with Fanta. A bit of a bitter note, but not enough to make you feel the beer.
Yeah.
Mediocre.
Yeah, I don't like it.
I don't like it, yeah.
I like it for what you were saying, other.
Yeah.
If you think of it as not beer, it's perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course, I think if I have to choose it just between Fanta and this, I'd probably choose this. Because I know that eventually I will get drunk, which has a plus. But I wouldn't drink it.
As beer.
As beer, I wouldn't drink as beer.
What do you think of the flavor? Is it nicely mixed in, or is it too chemical? What do you think? How does the flavor work there?
It well, this has to be grapefruit, I would say, and it's too sweet for real grapefruit. So it tastes like a sugary drink. It doesn't taste like beer at all.
It tastes like orange lemonade, like Fanta, like you said.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't taste much different to Fanta. Mm.
Do we actually know what the alcohol content on these are?
Like around 3%? Should be somewhere below 3%.
Okay, like the old worker beer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is 2%, I think, this particular drink. Alexander, any insight, yeah, any insight on this? Any remarks?
I agree with my colleagues. It tastes like Fanta or some other non-alcoholic beverage. I would probably drink it rather than Fanta.
Yeah, it's still that's an artificial sugary finish.
Yeah. Mm.
That,
nice carbonation, though. Carbonation's not bad. Yeah. It's not too fizzy.
Yeah, but for a person who likes to drink beer, I don't think it did.
Yeah, you saw that had just disappeared in no time.
Yeah.
Cool Grab does not seem to hit it off too well with our jury. Its predecessor, Staropramen's Cool Lemon, became last May the first radler to enter the market and has since become quite popular. The producer says dozens of thousands of hectoliters were sold each month throughout last summer. Its success prompted other breweries to come up with their products this year. The biggest Czech beer producer, Pilsner Urquell, part of the SAB Miller, has come out with two radlers. Its Gambrinus Lime and Elderberry was sample number two.
Right.
This smells awful.
Fruity indeed.
It smells like medicine. Mm.
Actually, my first thought was
cherry
toilet cleaner. Yeah, those really, really strong ones.
That does smell like toilet cleaner.
Not to be rude, but
but it does. And
it tastes like those ice pops.
Oh god,
those fruity ice pops.
No.
This is exactly it. Yeah.
This is
water ice.
Mm-hmm.
It smells like toilet cleaner. It doesn't taste much better than that. I tell you.
0 points for
zero
me
point.
There.
0 points. Yes.
Actually,
you know those
the smell is much worse than the flavor.
That are thrown in a tube and just
although that's a beautiful head.
Yeah.
Head is good.
Head is
visually,
good.
Visually, I'm not against this kind of red color.
Yeah,
it's quite lively.
You get that with some fruit lambics, and they look good, they smell good, and they taste good. But this tastes like someone has squeezed a bunch of chemicals into wheat beer. And
you cannot even taste the fruit that it's supposed to be flavored with. Something
the flavor. The flavor is supposed to be limet and bezinka, which I'm not sure what you say. What you call
black
it in English?
No, bezinka is elderberry.
Elderberry.
Yeah, I think it's elderberry.
Yellowish berries.
I've had elderflower beer, and it was really nice.
Yeah,
Sleach acid at Nuselska Villa. It was made. It's brewed with elderflower, but they pick it in the fields,
right?
And it's beautiful. Now I have an elderberry beer, and probably this has as much in common with elderberry as this glass.
That's a good point right there. When you're brewing, I don't know what it's like in the industry, but in like home brewing, you can either flavor things by getting the flowers out on the field or whatever you want, or you can add in these artificial, some are artificial, some are actually extracts from fruit, but this has that chemical artificiality
thing
going all over it.
Well, according to what the can says, it has, of course, the limet elderberry base, which is concentrate, elderberry and limet juice concentrate, and sugar and water and natural aroma and things
like
that.
The natural aroma thing.
Whatever that means,
natural aroma of what?
In April, Pilsner Urquell simultaneously introduced another flavor called Tangy Lemon. The firm's CEO, Doug Brodman, says the flavors were a popular choice.
We've brought these two flavors, citron and lime and bezinka, simply because those have been chosen by consumers as their favorites. So we wanted to launch these brands on the market, these new type of low-alcohol refreshing beverages on the market with flavors that the consumer would enjoy.
Mr. Brodman says the new beverage's target area is legal drinking age consumers to 25-year-olds.
There is no doubt in my mind that Czechs love Czech lager. That's never going to go away. But what we're finding is new consumers or younger consumers coming in the category want to try new things. And flavored beverages along the lines of Gambrinus Radlers are products we feel fulfill their needs.
Well, let's have a look how Pilsner Urquell's other flavored low-alcohol beer, Gambrinus Tangy Lemon, fared with Radio Prague's jury. In our tasting, it was sample number 4.
This looks like a Heugarden.
Like wheat beer.
Yeah. Oh. Doesn't smell like Heugarden. Again, toilet. Again, smells like toilet cleaner. the previous one smells like the toilet cleaner we use upstairs at home. This one smells like the toilet cleaner we use downstairs. Hope it tastes better than the toilet cleaner we use downstairs.
No, it doesn't. It tastes like lemonade, pure lemonade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like a lemon drop
strong
sweetness.
Citrus.
Yeah. At least it's not sweet. I like that sour.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like lemon drops.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I really like that sour. I really appreciate that sour, this one.
It does actually taste like a lemon drop shot or mm-hmm. something of that yeah. nature.
You can taste the alcohol just a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. More so than we could with the first toilet cleaner.
Mm. Well, yeah. I think you when you you know when you say toilet cleaner, I think you're referring to the first Gambrinus invention, the Limit elderberry.
Yeah, the Limit. That was.
It was actually introduced today at a huge event in Gambrinus Brewery in Plzeň. So you don't think they're going to storm the market with this product?
Well, they have the marketing muscle to sell it, and they will in a week or so we'll see a huge advertising campaign on the telly, I'm sure, and they have the muscle to push it. Whether people will buy it or not, well, Startup Ramen Cool Lemon was a really huge success, so I don't see why this shouldn't be either.
I can imagine this as a good drink for a beach when it's hot in the summer, and I'm sure it can find people who will love to drink it. It's just I don't think any of these are good drinks for beer lovers. Mm. For people who like the taste of beer.
So where do you think it would, where would its place be on the market there? When you say, you can imagine people drinking it in the summer, who typically do you think
could? I don't know, maybe wine drinkers who really in the middle of the day need a refreshing drink when it's hot, maybe, I would say.
I don't know, I'd like to see who was the typical consumer of Startup Ramen Cool Lemon last year. Mm-hmm. I think did quite well during lunch.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
During lunch.
Something light where you don't
light.
Feel
it's not
the alcohol so much. And
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just refreshing.
Now, I tell you what, add some vodka to this one and we're talking. Or gin and we're talking there.
I agree, gin wouldn't mean
much. It just needs a little kick in the butt.
Yeah.
At about the same time, the third biggest Czech beer producer, Heineken, entered the market with its own Radlers. I sat down with Jiří Rákosník, the marketing manager for Heineken Czech Republic, to discuss their strategy.
Well, we've seen generally the trend in other countries where people basically are looking for alternatives to regular beer because they think that, some people think that at certain occasions beer is too bitter. So they're trying to come up with something which is more accessible and more sweet, so to say. And we've seen this happening across different markets. And last year we also saw an example here from Startup Ramen Cool Lemon, and that made us, also come to the market.
As for the target consumers, Heineken's Jiří Rákosník explains they're planning to expand beyond the regular beer drinker.
We've seen that there are regular beer drinkers who pick up beer mixes, but there's a certain percentage, which is not small, which also comes from CSDs and, non-alcoholic beer drinkers.
The Czech beer market seems or has been described as very conservative,
yes,
with the bulk of the consumption being done by men, who've been drinking beer, ever since they could, really. Do you think you can grab or you can get into this part as well?
Well, you absolutely can. Again, from the potential of the segment roughly could be 5 to 6%. Again, looking at the other countries, which basically needs several years to develop. But if that's the case, we're looking at something of 600 or 700,000 hectoliters, which is quite an interesting portion of hectoliters for everybody in this country.
Heineken's carrier for its products in the Radler segment of the market is the brand Zlatopramen, which leads the market in 11-degree beer. Our jury first tasted the lemon-flavored Zlatopramen Radler Citron, sample number 5.
Oh, this smells more like beer.
Mm. Yeah.
You can feel the beer in the smell.
Mm.
has more of that Hoegaarden smell you were talking about.
Tastes a bit like beer.
Mm. Has more bitterness, less citrus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no unpleasant finish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one is not bad.
Yeah.
For this range of product, that is. Still, yeah. I wouldn't drink it for the life of me, but... I would drink it. There was alternative, you know, water bottled. That's the worst alternative. But it's kind of decent, and that smell like beer.
I would also say that this is the closest I've felt. It comes the closest to what you would find at a German pub, where they really produce these by pouring first a bunch of lemonade and then draft beer into one glass. Just a bit more of a beer taste, and you'd be there.
Yeah, you're right. It reminds me of that Radler I had in Germany those years ago.
Heineken's flavors include lemon, which the jury appreciated, and which is an obvious choice, according to its head of marketing, Jiří Rákosník, who says lemon-based Radlers are the best-selling ones on a number of markets. The other flavor, orange and ginger, is a little bit more adventurous.
The second one was, again, coming as a second to the market. We wanted to have something original and something which is in demand at the same time. So from the numbers that we saw and from the taste tests, we have chosen orange because that's generally the second best-selling unit, for example, in flavored waters. But we basically spiced it up with ginger because orange itself was too sweet. So we use the ginger to sort of balance it out and to make it a little bit more spicy, especially for men.
So how did the Zlatopramen Radler Orange and Ginger do with our jury? Let's find out what the experts had to say about sample number 6.
Oh, God, that column looks awful.
Like a certain byproduct that the body may produce.
It looks like toilet cleaner.
Let's see if it smells like that too.
Thank you.
No, it smells like Fanta.
Lemon Fanta.
Yeah, I haven't drank Fanta for a long time.
Sparkle.
It reminds me of, there was a product in Argentina, it was a tonic water called Paso de los Toros. And at some point they launched two more versions, Paso de los Toros Orange and Grapefruit. Mm-hmm. And this smells just like that. Tonic water mixed with orange.
I'm not sure if we can go back and sort of remember the first one, which was lemon.
This one is awfully sweet.
The last sample for our special Radler jury was the original Czech Radler, Staropramen's Cool Lemon, whose success opened up the market for all the new editions. This is sample number 7. So let's see, this is the best-selling, I think. Staropramen has 98% of the market, according to the latest figure in the Radler industry.
Yeah, it will go down this year. They will cannibalize each other. I don't think there's much more market for this kind of product.
Yeah, there's that faint toilet smell. I don't know what it is. Is that funny? Plasticky smell. It's not the cup, it's...
Cup's fine.
The cup doesn't affect the other ones, yeah.
Very carbonated. Very fizzy.
Yeah, it's very much like the other one.
Yeah.
Aren't they all too sugary, though? I mean, it seems that,
They're very sweet.
They're very sweet.
And it does affect the hangover, too. If you consume 3 or 4 of these, the amount of sugar you take in.
Yeah.
So this kind of, it's marketed as this light alternative for ladies to imbibe on and not regret it the next day, I don't think that actually is the case.
Probably not.
Not with the chemicals it's got. Yeah, but I don't think this is the kind of drink, whether you like it or not, that you will drink too much of. You will not drink
probably
5 or 6.
Probably not.
You will drink. You will drink one while you're cooking, or just to wash down the meal, or one with lunch. You will not. I don't see people, even if they like, I don't see people drinking 10 of them, because they don't drink 10 Fantas in one sip.
You're right. Exactly.
Good point.
Yes.
Yeah, you're not going to sit around all day in the barbecue and continue to
just suck these down. Just pop up the Fantas and... Mm.
For the sake of context, the jury also tasted two of the most popular non-alcoholic fruit-flavored beers, Plum and Sour Cherry by Bernard. They are a different category altogether, in both the way they're produced and their position on the market. Here is what the jury had to say about Bernard's Sour Cherry, which came as sample number 3.
Mm. Oh, that's really nice.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Also,
oh, the smell is like...
Yeah, it's not very nice.
Cough syrup?
Yes.
Yeah,
NyQuil. So it's supposed to be cherry, I'm sure. Oh, that's yeah. usually...
I think you were correct, man.
Surprisingly sour. Weird.
It's a little more beery than my previous
Yeah. This is actually Bernard Vichnove. And frankly, I know that Bernard, the flavored Bernard non-alcoholic beers, and they taste more like beer than
yes,
what we've had so far. And I don't mind drinking them, actually.
I drink them when I have to drive.
Mm.
Sure.
If they have them in a pub, I drink them over a barrel or something. Yeah. Pure non-alcoholic.
Yeah, my wife likes them a lot. Mm. And she doesn't like non-alcoholic beer at all, but she likes this.
Yeah.
Paul, what is your take on the Bernard Sour Cherry non-alcoholic beer there?
Oh, it does have a strong kind of cough syrup smell at first. But
that's true.
As far as like drinkability goes, it is much more like a beer. Mm. And I could see drinking this at a barbecue.
Yeah, this is, to me, a much better option so far than the previous two.
Hmm.
For a beer drinker, that is.
This is a bit like what they have in central Germany, and it is a form of Radler. We call it Duck Pond, and it is actually dark beer with raspberry lemonade. So it quite reminds me of that, except for it doesn't have any alcohol content, and I would argue that this maybe isn't a true Radler, actually.
To complete the run, the jury also tasted Bernard Plum, sample number 8.
That's the one my wife loves.
Is it the plum?
Yeah. Plum one. Yeah. Mm.
Smells like marmalade.
Yeah.
Kind of sour.
Yeah.
Oh my. Well, they certainly get points for getting close to the plum flavor.
Yeah, that's just exactly what I like about both of Bernard beers. So they're not sweet. They're
bitter,
thirst quenching, bitter, beer for dry or sour edge.
Yes,
not a soda pop of any kind.
No, this which makes them puts them a step ahead of these concoctions.
Mm. Yeah.
It's more of an adult drink.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they really are a bit like those lambics, like the framboise.
Yeah.
That also have the kind of sour, tart fruit flavor over sugary.
With all the sampling and tasting done, I ask members of the jury to count the points and share their views of the Radlers to determine the winner of Radio Prague's Radler Tasting Special. We began with Radio Prague's reporter Sara Borówka.
I have as winner number 3 with 6 points.
That is Bernard, the alcohol-free sour cherry.
Even though it ties with my number 5, which was the lemony...
Zlatopramen lemon.
Yes, my loser is the elderberry lime concoction, which comes in with 0 points.
Max?
Yeah, my winner is... This last one, Plum, with 6 points, followed by number 3 with 5. Then I have a couple with 4, one with 3, but yeah, 0 points for number 2. And I wish I could give negative points because that.
Alexandra?
I have 7 points for number 3.
Which is again a Bernard alcohol free sour cherry?
Yes. I have 6 points for number 5,
which is
that wasn't bad as well.
Which is the lemony Zlatopramen.
And I have 0 points for number 2. I didn't like that one at all.
Which is again Gambrinus. And Paul?
Actually, I chose number 5 as the favorite for what we're drinking here. Mm-hmm. I like that. I had number 8 and number 4 tied at 7. Mm-hmm. And because it was wet, I gave number 2 points.
Well, so it seems, you know, Bernard is in a league of its own, of course. There's, you know, no competition, I think, for these lagers that, you know, that their market is different.
What is most remarkable is that Bernard is a non-alcoholic beer.
Hmm.
And it still tastes better than
the alcoholic,
than the alcoholic ones.
Mm.
So, Sarah, how does it, what we've had today, how does it compare to the home country of Radler?
Well, it's nothing like the Radler we have, and frankly, we also do have some of these bottled or canned Radlers that are ready-made, but really I would say the majority of Radler drinking takes place in the pub, and it's mixed fresh on-site. And I would say that is really a nice way of consuming beer on a hot summer day when you don't want to get drunk. This year seems to... You can't improve on perfection. Czech beer is very good, and I think it's a bit sacrilegious to be coming out with all these flavored nonsense drinks. So that's my final word.
The clear winner of Radio Prague's Radler Tasting Special, after disqualifying the non-alcohol Bernard beers, is Zlatopramen Radler Lemon. Meanwhile, Gambrinus Lime and Elderberry finished last. But given the attention Czech beer makers now pay to Radlers, it will be certainly interesting to follow developments in this particular field, which, after a modest beginning, might in the future bring new treats for the Czech beer lover. And that's the end of our special beer tasting program today. Be sure to let us know what you think about the new Czech Radlers, and let us know about any other comments you might have about Czech beer. You can send us an email to english@radio.cz, or send a letter to Vinohradská 12, 12099, Prague 2. I hope you enjoyed the show as much as we did. From myself, Jan Richter, and all of us here at Radio Prague, thank you very much for listening, and goodbye.